January and July. Recommit to your resolutions this summer. Do you make health and fitness resolutions to start up the new year, but end up abandoning them before the first summer heat wave? Are you having a difficult time living a healthy and fit lifestyle this summer with the lure of outdoor barbecues and poolside parties? Have no fear. Resolutions aren't just for the start of the new year anymore. Now that you've hit the midpoint of the year, July is the perfect time to realign your health and fitness goals. Close out the second half stretch strong and feeling great with the following tips to recommit to your resolutions and incorporate fitness into your daily activities. Set real resolutions for real results. One of the biggest obstacles for staying on track and achieving your resolutions is setting realistic goals that focus on long-term health and fitness results. Short-term goals of losing a certain amount of weight in only a few days or weeks is not only potentially dangerous, but can set you into a vicious start-stop workout style. Instead, break out your long-term fitness goals into short-range achievements that you can realistically accomplish. This approach will leave you feeling motivated and focused as you progress toward your ultimate fitness goals. People generally set unrealistic goals, so when they don't achieve losing 100 pounds in 6 months, they feel like a failure. Try to be realistic, taking into account the time you have available, work and family commitments, and how committed you are to sticking to the nutrition side of the program. The biggest battle is good nutrition, which means sticking with real, unprocessed whole foods. You shouldn't have to be a rocket scientist to understand food labels. If you don't know what the ingredients are on a food label, put it back on the shelf and move on to healthier options. Keep it simple and keep it real to stick with your health and fitness resolutions. Portion size, frequency, and quality are key. Carve out time for fun fitness activities on the road and at home. Summer is a great time to take a break with a relaxing vacation, but that doesn't mean you should vacate from a consistent exercise program. Do at least 30 minutes of exercise every day. The 30-minute session should include aerobic exercise to work the heart and lungs, as well as resistant exercises on alternate days to strengthen your core, tighten your stability, and improve balance. If you're unable to commit to a full 30 minutes, break it up into 10-minute sessions throughout your busy day. In a short 10 minutes, you can do some push-ups, squats, and some walking lunges. No matter where you are on vacation, you have a resistance band in your suitcase and either walk or run. On alternate days, do bodyweight exercises for 30 minutes. Not much time taken out of your day. Most resorts have posh fitness facilities and great staffs. Check it out. When you're at home, the summer may make you feel lazy, but it actually is the perfect time to be active outdoors with your friends and family. Whether you prefer a solo early morning walk, run, bicycle ride, or swim before temperatures heat up, or even a bike ride and a sunset walk with your family, it's easier to find time to work out if you schedule it before or after the busy part of your day. As summer turns to fall, you may need to adjust your workout schedule to align with your family's back-to-school commitments. Just make sure that working out and staying fit is a top priority for you and your family. Find something you love and someone you love to be around. If you're struggling with taking the first step to an active lifestyle, start out simple by finding an active outlet that you enjoy doing. If you can grab a partner in fitness to share the experience, that's even better. By reaching out to others who may be struggling with committing to a healthier lifestyle, you can not only support each other, but enjoy working out together so the task is less daunting and a lot more enjoyable. Working out can be a chore unless you find something you enjoy doing. If you love dancing, try Zumba. If you like walking, try progressing it to jogging. If you loved swimming when you were younger, why not try it again now? There are no rules. Just do something you love, and you'll find the time will fly by. Stay committed for the long term by continuing to move forward. Even if you indulge in burgers and brews at this weekend's barbecue, keep moving toward your fitness resolutions by getting back on track the next day with a clean, nutrient-rich diet and consistent exercise program. There aren't any quick fixes to a healthy and fit lifestyle. It's important to not stop and continue moving your body in the gym and throughout your daily activities. If you start moving and trying to eat the right foods, you will start to feel the difference. Slow and steady is going to pay off for life, whereas a quick fad diet and rapid weight loss is not only dangerous, but will be back to haunt you in a matter of months. Don't ever feel like a failure for straying off the path briefly. Just make sure you get back on the right path again quickly. It's not so much about abstinence as it is about recognition and getting back on track. Fitness Together Mission Hills offers personal training with qualified professionals by regular appointment in private suites. Exercise and nutritional programs are custom designed to fit your needs and abilities. Call 619-794-4000. 1-800-875-0014 for more information or to schedule a free fitness diagnostic and private training session. See what others are saying about us on Yelp and San Diego City Search.